That's Al Rain, time for Lyman Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Ben Withers in the Jot'em Down store and radio station. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
No, honest, Mose. Lom is home in bed. He's actual sick. Or at least, well, that's what he said. I know the wedding's supposed to be today. Well, you just have to hold Lom and the Withers' wedding off for some other time. I know it was advertised today, Mose, but there ain't nothing you can do about it. Well, all right. Goodbye. Oh, is that Mose burned up?
Abner, what's wrong with Lum?
Well, see, this is the only thing that he could study up to keep from having to marry the Widow Abernathy on the Mose Moose program today.
Listen to the shame. A man has to be sick on his wedding day.
Brother Riggins, the circuit rider, is going to do the marrying, and this is the only day he could make it this week, and that's why the wedding was set for today.
Right.
So Lum figured if he could get out of it today, well, he'd be safe till Thursday of next week, and that'd be the quickest if Brother Riggins could make it again, and by that time the 2 weeks would be up.
Well, what do you mean, Abner, the 2 weeks would be up?
Well, see, according to the contract on the Queen for Our program, we just got 2 weeks to give the Queen whatever she chooses. And if it can't be given to her in that length of time, why, the whole deal's off.
Uh-huh.
But here, I ain't got time to be explaining all this to you, Dan. We've got to get on the air here with the Peabody Platter Parade.
Oh, yes. Let's get started.
Come on. Well, we've got to wait till Cedric gets here to crank the generator.
Well, I can handle that.
No, you can't. You're going to be too busy cranking the phonograph.
Oh, yes. What's the matter with me? You can certainly tell I haven't been in the radio game very long. Do we have a lot of requests for
play today? Yeah, whole batch of them. Mm. You know, I think this record program of mine is getting to be more popular than some along. I think he's a little jealous, too.
Yeah.
Because I wish that blame Cedric could hurry up and get here. He's a good generator, but you just never can depend on him getting here. Time we're starting right now.
Well, maybe I could crank the generator with one hand and the phonograph with this. Well, hello there, Ulysses. How are you today?
Oh, okay.
You're just in time for Abner's program.
Yeah, Cedric ever gets you. Wait a minute. I told you can crank the generator first, Ulysses. You know how to do it, don't you?
Yeah, I know how, okay.
Well, then get over there and start cranking that.
Hurry up,
Ulysses. We're late now.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, let's get started, man.
Yeah, all right. Now, there's the records we're going to play today right there. Got some new ones this time. I got them from Grand Happy Spears, borrowed them from here.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, here we go. Quiet in the studio. Howdy do you do, music lovers? This is your little disc jockey bringing you Peabody's Platter Parade. The first 4 minutes is brought to you by Sister Simpson's High Class Boarding House.
Rooms $3 a week with meals, $5 a week without meals.
Every room beautifully furnished with bed, chair, washstand, and chaperone.
Make your reservations now and enjoy that homely Sister Simpson's boarding house atmosphere.
All reservations must be made at least a half hour in advance. Go ahead, Ben. Well, now our first request comes from R. Hodgkins and Mamie Phillips, also Tom and Jimmy, and the boys at Dad Crockett's Pastime Pool Hall and Snooker Palace. Also, Fred, Lucy, Eddie, and Barrel Legs. Does that kill it now, Ben?
Yeah, I believe there's one or two more, ever.
Oh.
Minnie, Otto, Paul, Donald, Harry, June, Robert, Ollie, Howard, Chester, Torrance, Edith, Walter, Leroy, Harris, Jimmy, and Pack Rat Watch.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to play this special for Miss Elsie Pomeroy and her sister, Farinka.
And Ed.
And we also want to dedicate this number to a local shoddy in Long Meadows.
Oh, fine.
And here it is now, the newest release and number 8 on the Pine Ridge Hit Parade. Now listen close, folks. I'm going to talk a little Spanish for you. It's called La Paloma. Hit it, Benjamin. Put the needle over further, Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this portion of Peabody's Platter Parade is brought to you by Walt Bates' Sawmill.
If you need wood, see Walt Bates.
Walt Bates will saw your wood any size you want it.
Remember the name, Walt Bates' Sawmill, located west of town, overlooking the mill pond.
That was La Paloma, played for R. Hodgkin, Mamie Phillips, also Tom and Jenny, and the boys at Dad Crockett's Pastime Pool Hall and Snooker Palace, also Fred, Lucy, Eddie, and Barrel Legs.
Many, Otto, Paul, Donald, Harry, Ralph, Jules, Robert, Ollie, Howard, Chester, Torrance, Edith, Walter, Leroy, Harris, Skinny, and Pack Rat West.
And played special for Miss Elsie Pomeroy and her sister, Farinka.
And
dedicated to a local shut-in, Lom Eddard.
Did we mention Torrance?
I believe we did. It was also played for Torrance.
I know he's listening.
Now we have a special request for a song that is Sweeping Pine Ridge. This request comes from Clarabelle Seastrong, and she wants us to play this song for Gomer Bates. But if Gomer don't happen to be listening, then she wants it played for Cedric Weehawk.
Right, young boy, Cedric.
Now, here it is, the newest release, and number 8 on... Yeah, it must be a tie with that other. Number 8 on the Pine Ridge Hit Parade. When it's nighttime in New York, it's nighttime in Brooklyn, too. Let it rip, Benjamin.
It's the thing.
Now this is also being played for Jerome, Duty, Dulcie, Katie, Grandma Master. By the way, Grandma wrote us a nice postcard too. We appreciate it. Glad to hear from all of you. Hey, you got Grandma's postcard there, Ben. I know the folks would love to hear.
It just so happens I have.
Yeah, well, read it. Fine.
Dear Peabody Plaster Parade. Platter for you.
Yeah, platter, that is. Yeah.
Program coming in fine. Please play Cantab Races. How is Elizabeth? Yours truly, Grandma Master.
Well, thank you, Grandma Master. Now, this part of Peabody's Platter Parade is brought to you by Milford Avery Spears, local telegram delivery man.
Save yourself a trip to the telegraph office. Let Spears' speedy delivery service bring your telegrams to your door.
Now, recollect, Dick Carlson gives Grandpappy Spears 10 cents for every telegram he delivers.
Remember the name, Milford Avery Spears.
Yeah. Now, this is also being played for Irma, George, Gertrude, Eli White, the girls of the Intermediate Girls Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club, and Cedric Weehawk and his little chums in the third reader.
And Ed.
And Tom. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I reckon we're going to have to break in here for the big contest, too. Now, folks, we got a big contest on right now. Today's winner will receive 2 tickets to the Friday afternoon program of Dad Crockett's Pastime Pool Hall, the Snooker Time Melodies, featuring the Macmillan Boys and Mother. Give them the rules there, Benjamin. The Ben's cranking right now, folks. He'll give you the rules in just a minute. Now, that's good, Ben. That's good.
All you have to do is listen to the next record and call up and tell us the name of it.
Oh, if you're out of breath. Well, all right, let her go, Ben. Wonder who's going to be our winner for today. That's all I want to know. Just can't wait to find out. Well, sounds like we got a winner already. Stop the phonograph there, Ben. Hello, Peabody's Platter Parade doing the talking. Well, congratulations, Miss Quincy. What's your guess on the song? Well, you can't talk to Ulysses now, Miss Quincy. He's busy. I know, but this is a contest. Down in the well? How much longer do you think you can tread? Yeah, sure, I'll tell him. This one. Goodbye. So as Ulysses' brother-in-law fell down the well, Miss Quincy sent Ulysses over here to get a rope to get him out. Ulysses, quick as this program's over, you better get that rope and rush on home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see here now, Admiral. We don't have a winner yet. Better start the music again.
Yeah, start again. Start again, then. Sounds like we got another winner. Shut off the music here, Ben.
Yeah.
Hello, Peabody's Platter Parade. What's your guess, sir? Oh, I never knowed your voice, Mom. You can't get in on this. You're president of the station. Huh?
Sick man like him shouldn't be up telephoning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll try to find him. Send him right over. Yeah. So long, Mom. Don't you finish the program, Ben. I've got to find Doc Miller.
Is Lum worse?
Yeah, he's really sick now. Mose Moose just now called him and told him he'd got somebody else to do the marrying. So the wedding's all set for next Monday. Poor old Lum, I'm afraid he's got the high spirit.
Well, sounds like we have a winner, and it's the winner Abernathy.